ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Food.
Well, from turmeric to sweet potatoes, garlic to rhubarbs, our next guests spend a lot of time with their hands in the earth digging up organic veggies. Peter Brook and his wife Anne started growing veggies on their 85-acre block in the South Australian Riverland region about 12 years ago. And the demand for their organic produce has gone sky high. Just today, they've been digging up turmeric and about half a tonne of sweet potato. They also grow a variety of sweet potato that won the International Sweet Potato Award. So there's got to be something going on here that's doing well. Peter Brook and Anne, good evening to you and welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Look, this is a specialised award, the International Sweet Potato title. Tell us about this variety.
That's the purple skin, purple flesh one. It's very high in anthocyanins and antioxidants. It's beautiful to cook with because it actually keeps its colour. A lot of purple vegetables, when you cook them, the colour comes out of into the water, but the purple sweet potato actually keeps its colour, and it's very easy to cook. I like roasting it myself with the skin on because we are organic, so you don't need to peel it at all. And when I put it in curries and that sort of thing, you don't need to add meat. It actually looks like meat. My son's a vegetarian and he always thinks that I've put meat in his curry, but it's the actual purple sweet potato.
What's it? Yeah. I mean, the one you normally see in the supermarket's an orangey sweet potato, isn't it?
It's the Beauregard variety.
Yeah.
That's the American one.
Okay.
And that's very versatile. And yes, you can use it a lot. It's still got a lot of health benefits having the orange one. But the purple varieties are much, much higher in those antioxidants.
Are they easier to cook than, easier to grow than potatoes? Potatoes can be tricky to grow, can't they?
Oh, potatoes are pretty easy to grow. And so are sweet potatoes. They both grow pretty easy. So, yeah.
The colours are a lot harder than the regular orange. Well,
why is that?
Coloured ones, they need it warmer. So we're a bit cool down here. I think in Queensland, they all grow nicely.
Yeah.
Down here, they're a bit slower, so they need a longer period. But the white one, the white with the purple inside, the Japanese one, that's a really nice one. It's really hard to get out of the ground down here. So we still grow because everyone likes it and it's Anne's favourite. So
yeah, it tastes beautiful. It's a real chestnut creamy flavour, that one, when it's roasted.
But the purple one, we didn't win anything with it. It was just named International Vegetable of the Year this year.
Well, there you go.
Every year they name a vegetable, and this year that one was the name that was, and we just happened to have a beautiful crop of it. So.
I'm talking with Peter Brook and Peter and Anne Brook, are they organic farmers at Barmer in the South Australian Riverland region. I remember growing up and going on the northwest coast of Tasmania and seeing that rich volcanic red soil, Peter and Anne, and understanding that it was wonderful soil to grow vegetables in. What's the soil you've got? I mean, do you need really rich soil to grow vegetables, or are there some that soils?
Ours is good soil. We've got nice sandy loam, so it's nice red soil. It's beautiful dirt.
We never plant in the same spot. We do crop rotation.
Right.
And being organic, you need to do that anyways because we don't use sprays at all or, you know, weedicides on the ground at all. It's all well.
So what's the rotation? What, sweet potatoes one year? What goes in the next?
Oh, no, we're just pulling sweet potatoes. Like today, we dug a row of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And just behind it, the row we pulled out last week, we put in garlic today. We planted 1,000 garlic today. Oh, Anne did.
Yeah. He got the whip on me.
Yeah, and then so that garlic will go from now until we'll dig them in November probably.
Yeah.
And then they'll come out and straight away in will go pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to start growing beans this year too because there might be a bit of a market there for beans, everyone's saying. So,
pumpkins are annoying to grow, aren't they? They just take over. They go everywhere.
Oh, yeah, but they produce very well. And, you know, at our market, we sell them at the Showground Farmers Market in Adelaide, and we get $3 a kilo for them. So, yeah, because they're organic and, and they're worth a lot of money. So they're worth growing. We only sell a couple hundred kilos a week, but you don't have to sell a lot to...
A lot of people do say, too, that our pumpkins do taste better, I think mainly because we've got a bit more sunshine than what's in Adelaide. Even in wintertime, our weather is a bit warmer than Adelaide, and they do say it's a richer oranger colour in the pumpkins.
Right.
And that's probably why we can grow the sweet potatoes so well. We're not as hot as Queensland or humid as Queensland, but we're certainly a bit warmer than Adelaide.
Yeah. Now, we want to talk about turmeric too, because you grow turmeric with minimal irrigation. Now, turmeric's that yellow powder. Many people would be listening would think, hang on, what's that? It's the yellow powder you have in the kitchen. You put in curries and things, but it's got more uses than that. Tell me about how you started to grow turmeric. What is it? It's a root vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah. We started. Everyone wanted turmeric and ginger at our market,
right?
Particularly ginger. So we, bought $500 worth of ginger, and a friend had some turmeric growing, and he gave us some. So we planted both, and the ginger all died, and the turmeric grew beautifully.
So what sort of plant is it? It's a root like vegetable.
Canna lilies? A beautiful lily that
big
grows.
Big leafed plant.
Yeah, they grow about a metre high.
Right.
Beautiful plant, beautiful flower. And they just, they're there. They die back over our winter, but they're a stunning thing to grow, easy to grow. You just pop them in the ground and away they go.
When the tops died off, you dig up the roots and there they are. Is that it?
Yeah, but we need it earlier than that. So we sneak some out. We've been sowing them since about April.
Right.
And so we dig them up early. They've still got flowers on them, still got plenty of grass green leaves, but they've got plenty of turmeric under the ground. So we dig them early. And as soon as we get the first frost in another few weeks' time, that will kill all the leaves. But then they'll just store in the ground, same as our sweet potatoes. We store them in the ground. All the leaves will be gone, but they're still better in the ground.
Oh, you can leave them in the ground for how long? Can you leave it in the ground?
We can leave them in forever. They'll just shoot again. When it warms up in November.
Yeah.
But they store better in the ground than out of the ground. So that's why Anne just picks, we dig it probably only a ton every week of sweet potatoes. And turmeric, I dug some today. Every Monday or Tuesday I dig them, and I just dig a dozen of each colour and with a machine.
Mm. They form beautiful fingers in the ground.
Yeah.
They're like fingers and sort of all these hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you just sell the whole tuber at the market, do you?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of work to it. We've got to...
We break them up.
Yeah,
there's a lot of soil around them.
Let them dry out for a couple of days, and then I'll knock the dirt off, and then I'll pull them apart, and then I clean them up with an air compressor. Just blow them for an air compressor, and then Anne packs them into little 100-gram packets.
Yeah,
and we sell them like that for $6.
People love it. People love turmeric. They put it in coffee, and they make pastes out of it, and put it in smoothies.
Two different ones, and the one, the orange one that you use, that makes a hell of a mess. But we've got this other one that's more of a yellow, and
it doesn't stain.
Doesn't stain. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone says the orange one stains their kitchen counters, and I'm so sick of this. And I said, well, get the yellow one. It's still the same properties.
We mainly sell the yellowy
one. And it's really good if you've got arthritis. Helps with all your joints. And it also helps with, building up your immunity as well. It's a good product. And it's nice in your food as well. But, we make a tonic with it, which, to be honest with you, doesn't taste very nice, but the health benefits outweigh the taste.
Yeah, well, that's an important point about a health tonic, Anne, isn't it? It's never supposed to taste good. Otherwise,
you swing it down quickly with an orange juice.
Now, you mentioned beans, by the way. Organic green beans. We're talking with Peter and Anne Brook. They're organic farmers in the Riverland about growing organic vegetables. You're keen to experiment with growing organic green beans. Beans are pretty easy to grow, aren't they, Peter?
I think so, yeah. But organic, there's not... we had an organic shop on the weekend ask us for the beans.
Yeah.
Lotto beans.
In black
beans. A lot of vegans and vegetarians... I like to have their beans for protein, but they can't get organic beans. You could only buy poisonous sort of ones that are...
When you say organic, you mean things that haven't been treated with sprays?
Yeah, that's right. Any poisons, pre-emergent weedicides, so any sort of weedicide to burn them off to harvest them.
So you can't use them. These are not. No, there's no Roundup used or anything like that.
Nothing. We're not allowed to use anything. We don't use anything.
So. We all hand weed or use a hoe. So we're out there all the time, planting or weeding or harvesting.
Really, that's an awful lot of work, Anne, isn't it?
We're building up a little blue zone here in Barmera, you know, the blue zones where you live to 100. You've got to get out there and do the gardening and stuff. So we've got all the good food and we've got the exercise there.
How many acres of veggie patch are you looking after?
We've got 50 acres of vine, so that leaves about 30 acres. I've got 1,000 cherry trees, so that takes about 7 acres, I guess, so... We must have 20-odd acres, a bit over 20 acres.
What, 20 acres of vegetables?
Yeah, we don't have it all at once. We just use probably 3 or 4 acres a year.
Yeah?
And so you... just rotated.
Yeah.
Okay, and the two of you can look after that, can you?
Yeah, we had a girl working for us every day. She worked for 6 years or 7 years, but she just went and got pregnant. So. And the work's a bit hard.
It happens. You know. It does happen, Peter.
Yeah. It's a bit hard for her now, so she's... He's
having a risk. Yeah. So I love this, that every week you and Anne cut your produce or dig it and then take it down to the farmers' markets at the Adelaide Showgrounds people line up. So, people often talk about, you know, because we've been talking in recent days about, you know, people supplying big supermarkets and how it's important to make you can only make a living that way, but you presumably are making a living this way, are you?
Oh, supermarkets. We did try them one year, but no, they're not very good to the farmers at all. So, no, we'll just stick to the markets.
Yeah, it's the whole, we got a set routine on, you know, Monday we dig and wash, Tuesday we dig and wash, and...
Wednesday's the colours.
Yes, Wednesday we dig the colours, Thursday we do pumpkins, and then Friday we blow turmeric.
Saturday it's rhubarb.
So the whole week is aimed around the market, and then Saturday we go to Adelaide because it's 3 hours away.
Right. The market's what, on Sunday, is it?
Yeah, Sunday morning. Okay. There's 5,000 people go to the market every Sunday. Wow. It's huge. It's getting far too big, which is good. Yeah, we have people queuing up, you know, 10 metres.
So you'd sell the whole truckload of what you bring down, do you?
Oh, no, we always bring too much. We don't want to run out. So
we have enough for everyone. Yeah. But
we try to have enough so we come home with
a bit. We are flat out with the queue.
How do you get on with organics? Because every time I've ever tried a vegetable patch, I mean, with great effort, you set it all up and then, you know, some insect pest gets in there and then it's all...
But wouldn't you prefer a vegetable with a few little holes in it rather than invisible chemicals?
Right.
Yeah, you've got to look at it like that too.
But generally, we rotate, so we don't have too many problems. And if we get a garlic spray. We grow our own garlic, 20,000 garlic a year, and we just make up a bit of a mix and go and spray them. But we haven't really had to do it much. I think we did it 1 year for a bit, but not much.
The potatoes are pretty good. They don't seem to get eaten too much.
Yeah, nothing. We don't grow lettuces or anything because they get eaten pretty hard. But one lady at our market grows lettuces, organics. She's certified organic and... She doesn't have any problems. Mm. I think she must grow them in a hothouse, though, you know, out of the way. I'm not sure about that. Must ask it,
so you don't have a hothouse, do you? It's all outside, isn't
it? We have a hothouse to grow our sweet potato mums in.
Right.
So we can get slips. So we can get a bit earlier in the ground. You know, and all ours die off over wintertime. So we put them in a hothouse. We plant heap in a hothouse and just take cuttings from there. And that gets us early planting.
Mm. So you say you've got 50 acres of vineyard as well. What's happening with that? I mean, is that just for the birds at the moment, is it?
No, we sell them. We've got a lot of white grapes. We've probably got 33 acres of, 20 acres of Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, and they're in pretty good demand at the moment.
So. Again, that's all organic too, is it?
No.
Right, okay.
Couldn't do that. But then again, when I say that, you know, nothing goes on the grapes because we only need to use sulfur here because sulfur's organic. So we're in a very dry zone. And luckily we've got the Murray here, so that helps. We just pump water out of the Murray. And then we don't need to put lots of bad chemicals on the vine. So it's really sulfur. We just do that every 10 days as a preventative.
Mm.
And so there's not really an issue. But yeah, the grape market's slowly coming back, so... hopefully the next few years will get better. It's only the red wines that are bad at the moment, I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
White wines are pretty good, but cherries are worse. My God, we've got fruit fly in the area now.
Right.
No, we haven't been able to sell a cherry for four. Well, this will be our fourth year coming up.
Yeah,
we won't be able to sell cherries. No, they just got to fall on the ground.
Right, because of the fruit flies,
right? Lucky we've got all the vegetables, actually.
Yeah, we wouldn't have much of an income if we didn't have
them. Well, there you go. There you go. Organic gardening. It can happen in organic farming. Yeah. Peter and Anne Brooke have been our guests, organic farmers at Barmer in South Australia's Riverland. Well, look, more power to your pumpkins. And may you continue to dig up fruitfully. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a few people should. Everyone should, if you've got a small block of land, look for your local farmer's market because it's a great way, great little industry on the side. A lot more
profitable. And you get to talk to the farmers as well.
Yeah. All right. Great to spend time with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.